The terrorist attacks of September 11th damaged specific places in New York City, the Pentagon, southwestern Pennsylvania. The psychological fallout is widespread. NPR special correspondent Susan Stamberg phoned some residents of a small town 40 miles north of Birmingham, Alabama, to learn how they have been affected.
Oneonta, Alabama, population 5,200 more or less. It's the county seat for Blount County, some 51,000 souls there. Lisa Ryan edits the weekly newspaper, The Blount Countian. Terry Lowry is program manager of radio station WKLD and co-hosts its morning show. Max Armstrong runs the Blount County Emergency Management Agency. Lisa Ryan, I wonder what kinds of changes you have noticed in your community there in Oneonta since the attacks.
From a personal perspective and from the perspective of the newspaper, Oneonta for several days after the attack was subdued, but more like Oneonta was when I was a child. There was a warmth, there was a reaching out, there was a touching. Traffic was slower. Shopping was slower. I visited one of our local grocery stores, and I had an older gentleman tip his hat. There was more eye contact.
Huh.
This was phenomenal.
Yeah.
We were looking at each other. We were reaching out to each other.
Max Armstrong, you are head of the Emergency Management Service there. Have you noticed that same sense of community or a certain edginess? I mean, it's your job to deal with the edginess, I guess.
Normally during our severe weather season, when I walk in somebody's office, they'll get a pale look on their face because I figure I'm bringing them bad news.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in a tornado season, but I'm seeing those pale looks now when I walk into some of the responsible officials' offices now, the elected officials and the senior officials. I think there is some fear there, but you know, we've been preparing for this for a number of years. Not this specific incident, but a majority of our training over the last several years has been terrorism-oriented.
So you're talking about getting in touch with emergency workers, the firefighters, the ambulance people, the police?
Yes, ma'am. We've reviewed their plans for how to respond for search and rescue, evacuation, all the various aspects and functions that have to go into any type of disaster.
Mr. Armstrong, describe your community to us. Do you have a mix of races, a mix of ethnic groups? It's a small town, Oneonta.
Demographically, no, we don't have a lot of diversity. We have a small African-American population and a little bit larger Hispanic population. But it's still a very close-knit rural community, even though Oneonta is the big city for the county.
Terry Lowry, in the telephone calls that you are getting into your WKLD morning show, are people frightened?
No, I really haven't noticed that. And I, you know, something else for my callers, I've never noticed anything like hate calls or anything like that. It's been more of a patriotic and supporting our country and leaders and concern for the victims.
And Lisa Ryan, how has the newspaper, the Blount Countian, reflected what happened?
We have wonderful letters from children from the fourth grade in Oneonta.
Mm-hmm.
We ran a full page of them, and they experienced such trauma and have experienced such fear, but we were so touched by them. One little girl says, "I am deeply sorry about what happened yesterday." They wrote their letters the day after the event.
Mm-hmm.
"My soul is weeping. The people need a cruel punishment for what happened. The World Trade Centers were great places to visit. I did not have a chance to visit it, but I bet it was a great place to visit on a vacation. I know how it feels. My dad died about 2 weeks ago. It was a very sad tragedy, but we have a very strong country."
Mm.
It has been, for the newspaper, the most moving thing that has been in the newspaper. And we focused on our strength, what is the bedrock of what makes this community work.
You are Southerners. It's where you live. And I wonder, Lisa Ryan, if there's just some connection in your hearts to the experience of war, even if it's so long ago there on your soil.
Yes, there is a remarkable strength in Southern culture. And yes, we have a new South, but we have still an old South, and it's not an antipathy toward the government. It is a sense of community. It is a sense of standing our ground, of defending ourselves. And I do think if Max had to call for an evacuation, that Max would have a real hard time getting Southerners to leave. They would lock and load and be ready to stay.
Wow.
So, Terry Lowry, some final, maybe summing up thoughts from you?
Summing up thoughts. It's just been something that none of us ever expected to have to deal with, and it's been... I hope that what we've tried to do is just be a place where the people in Blount County could call and share their feelings, and we tried to be sensitive to everyone's feelings and just be there to listen.
Well, I want to thank all of you so much for talking with me, community leaders in Oneonta, Alabama. Terry Lowry is program manager and morning show host at WKLD Radio. Max Armstrong is head of the County Emergency Management Agency. Lisa Ryan edits the weekly newspaper. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.